Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. It is indeed a pleasure to be here. I am right now on Twitter asking the GOP convention, at GOP convention, what are black people? Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I'm probably going to get a reaction. I'm probably going to get a negative reaction. It's not going to be the show you think it's going to be. But we still have to, but we still are asking the question. You know, and I'm hopeful. I'm a hopeful guy. I'm a positive fellow. Let's ask Rance Peters too. Hey, Rance, where are the black people? Welcome to the WillieLawsonShow.com show, and we are pleased that you are in the house today, and that you're listening either in archives or live or. You've been dead for 6 years, but you came back to vote in the Chicago election. Not sure why you're here, how you got here, but I'm glad you're here. So I'm asking the GOP convention, what are black people? we're going to talk about the speakers. We got, you know what? And I'll tell you what. And like I said in the video this morning on my Facebook page, we got. I thought we got some good news. I thought we've got some great news, and we're going to go over all the speakers so far. I've got the press releases right here. We're going to go over all the speakers and the good and what I think is the good and bad and who I'm glad to see and who I could do without. Let's see. John McCain, we can do without him. We can do without John McCain. But we'll talk about that and the folks that are here and more importantly, or just as importantly, folks who aren't here, and whatever else you want to talk about today. It's a regular edition of the Willie Lawson Show. Whatever regular is. We still experimenting with Ustream TV. So if you would go to Ustream TV, that's ustream.tv, and. And search for the Willie Lawson Show. We're going to be there. Hey. Good to see you. We don't have you next to the speaker, so you won't be able to hear the stuff that's off air. That's on, like, the commercials and blah, blah, blah. You'll be spared that. You'll just get to see me pick my nose during the break. Here it comes. Oh, wait. Anyway, I'm sorry. so there you go. Again, thank you so much. Listen, I got to tell you, we have permission to extend it one more day. My friend Ken McClinton was kind enough to put out the matching funds for up to $250 for anybody who would donate to the Willie Lawson Show. He'll match those funds dollar for dollar. That's amazing. That is amazing. Dollar for dollar, and which doesn't mean you have to come up with $250. Fine. I told you yesterday what I woke up to was I woke up to a $5 donation. That nearly brought tears to my eyes. It really did, because you know what? If somebody is giving $5, they're giving $5. That's all they got to give, and that I'm excited about. I'm just thrilled about this. Open the chat room. I'm thrilled about it. If somebody believes in what we're doing that much, to give $5, I'm thrilled about it. That is awesome. And you know what? If you like what we're doing. And you think that I'm the guy to push this agenda through, Go to the WillieLawsonShow.com website and click the donate button at the top of the page. Go to www.WillieLawsonShow.com and click the donate button. It's right there at the top of the page. You can't miss it. And you don't have to have PayPal. You don't have to have PayPal. You don't have to. I mean, you don't have to have PayPal. If you do, great. If you don't, that's fine too. So there you go. So we appreciate that. Again, so we're going to spend some time really going over this list. Really going. I have, and those of you on Ustream TV, you can see I have the official list and the official. Look at that. Let's see if you can see it. You see what it says right there? 2012 Republican National Convention. Yes, the official press releases. Because we are a member of the official press. So there you go. And we had a, you know what, I'll tell you what, a little housekeeping. We had a really, really good archived show yesterday. It was a little longer than normal, but we have a really good archived show, and we seem to be making a comeback. Frankly, we've been struggling for the past past year or so. We were killing it. I mean, just killing it as far as numbers went, and it's taken a little bit. It really has. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm glad you're here today. I'm glad that you're telling your friends, because I think that's really what's important, that you tell your friends, because that's really how we're going to make a difference here. That if you tell your friends, and they tell their friends that something, that independent conservative media is happening here on Blog Talk Radio, or it's happening on TuneIn, wherever you're listening to, if it's happening on Spreaker, if you're someone who listens to the Spreaker show. And today we may actually, after our show, depending on what time I have to teach, we might actually do a Spreaker show. So and it's going to be on the same subject, but people listen on Spreaker, and we're trying to build a partnership with Spreaker so we can simulcast while we're at the convention. And I think that would be the best way to go. All right, we got to take a break. When we get back, we're going to talk about who's going to speak at the convention. We talked about yesterday why I think that's important. You know, part of this is it is public relations, so I think it's important who speaks at the convention. All right, we'll be back in just a little bit before the Lost Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media, such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors, multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what? They're fine doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillieLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much.
Again, welcome back to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Ustream TV. We appreciate you. We appreciate you being here with us today. I've been told to give people to give credit where credit's due, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday. And actually, we talked a little bit about this on Ken McClinton's the Exceptional Conservative Show that airs every night here on Blog Talk Radio at 9 o'clock. To 10:30. You want to check that out for sure. You want to check out an archive. Just go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Exceptional Conservative. You know what's cool about Exceptional Conservative? Not only do they have a website, I'm so jealous. They've got a freaking app available on iPhone and available on Android. So if you go to their website, you can download their app and never miss another show, and including the show we did on Monday with Ken McClinton and where you hear where he's not jiving, where he says, you know what, if you will donate a dollar to the Will and Lawson Show, that he'll match that dollar. He'll match you dollar for dollar up to $250. So go ahead and get that done. Anyway, we talked about the speakers at the RNC convention. That's going to be held here in, golly, a few days. It's a few days away. And the first release we got were these people. South Carolina, excuse me, Governor Nikki Haley, who was the first female governor of South Carolina and the youngest sitting governor in the United States. Not bad. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Now, my deal is I'm a Huckabee fan. I always have been, and Huck hung in there, but he was a loser. Okay, but he was the 44th governor of Arkansas and the 2008 presidential candidate, and is a New York Times best-selling author, radio, television host, and the brains and the heart behind the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. All right, gotcha. Ohio Governor John Kasich, who was a former House Budget Committee chairman, that pick for me was like, who? All right. Then it was Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, the first female Hispanic governor in the United States and the first female governor of New Mexico. Well, that makes sense. If she was the first new governor of the United States, obviously she was the first female. She was the first female governor of New Mexico. There was former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and I thought, well, Condoleezza Rice sort of pulls the whole Bush thing back, but okay, all right. And then Florida Governor Rick Scott, who is from the committee, who is our governor now, and he's from the whole state. So, okay. Oh yeah, and Arizona Senator John McCain. Yeah. All right. Who in the party doesn't think John McCain is quote rhino-ish, weak-ish, worst campaign-ish, clownish? All right. Yeah, that would be John McCain. All right, so we were disappointed. We were disappointed because we thought there were some names missing. And the idea behind this, and especially about the speakers who are speaking in prime time, is that when the average listener, when the casual fan, so to speak, tunes into the Republican National Convention to see who's on the stage flapping their jaws, because that's what it mostly is, somebody on the stage flapping their jaws, and they'll be flapping their jaws about how much they don't like Barack Obama and what Barack Obama's done in the past 3 3/4 years. That's what that'll be. It's just how it is. You know, I think people want me to stop whining about it and say, oh, that's what it's going to be. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. So who do we have? So you tune in to see Nikki Haley. Okay. And then you tune in and see Mike Huckabee. Yeah. Okay, I've heard him say that. And then you tune in and see Governor John Kasich. Yeah, I've heard him too. And then you tune in and see John McCain. Yeah, okay. And even you tune in and you see Condoleezza Rice. Okay. Yeah, she's black and everything, but yeah, she's a Bush girl, obviously. And then you tune in to see Rick Scott of Florida. Yeah. What have you seen new and different other than probably Nikki Haley and Susana Martinez? What have you seen different? Now, here's the problem. Nikki Haley, boy, that sounds like a white girl, doesn't it? Her parents are Indian. She's first generation Indian. And here's what she says. The future generations of our children and grandchildren are at stake in this election. While Americans work to build their businesses and create jobs, leaders of the Democrat Party have spent more than 3 years raising taxes, increasing spending, and taking away our health care choices. The Republican National Convention will be a time for not just our party, but for our country to come together and get behind Mitt Romney as the next president of the United States. I look forward to being part of this historic event. Now, she got behind Mitt Romney way early in this. So if anybody amongst us picked right, it's Nikki Haley. And her parents are, as I remember, her parents are from India. So, and, you know, and I really hope, because we like to say, we don't like to play identity politics. Well, you got to play identity politics to a degree because everybody else does. You just can't ignore like it doesn't exist. You can't just say, no, I'm not going to play the game. Well, everybody else and their mama playing that game, and so you playing something else. You playing some other game where you think you are winning when you are actually losing your ass. So the idea is you have to play their game and beat the crap out of them at it. That's how you win. So we got to make some hay that Nikki Haley is from Indian parents. Now, Susana Martinez, the same thing. She says the Republican National Convention will give Mitt Romney momentum for securing a critical victory for our country this fall. Americans want to work. They want to build their businesses, compete, and succeed in order to create more jobs and secure futures, to secure a future for their families. Mitt Romney knows that is a formula for our economic growth. Not more government roadblocks. We will share this message in Tampa in a few weeks, and the American voters will make their voices heard at this at the polls in November, said New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez. Okay. So I'm thinking C plus, not much pop there. And of course, our governor, but really not much pop, not much national PR pop, not really. Not anything to be all that excited about. Because on the show, you hear there's some names missing. There are some names that are missing from that list, and I'm thinking you've got to be flipping kidding me. That can't be it. That can't be the – I mean, there's too many people, and we named them all, and we got all upset. And we did. I was pissed. I was furious. And you know what? I'm like, wait a minute, folks. Is this the GOP? Is this Rince Priebus? Is this the same old crap? Is this Rince Priebus? Is this Lenny Curry? Lenny Curry is the chair of the RPOF, and of course Rince Priebus is the chair of the GOP. Are they going down the same road? Are they missing the boat? Are they missing the boat again? You know, it frustrates me. It's like, will you take the bull by the horn? Will you use this opportunity? Because on this list, I didn't see Nikki Haley, Mike Huckabee, John Kasich, Susana Martinez, John McCain, Condoleezza Rice, Rick Scott. Other than Rick Scott to a degree and a little bit of Nikki Haley, I didn't see much Tea Party support. Forget the other things that we're going to talk about in a little bit, but I didn't even see much Tea Party support. I was like, you know what? If the Republican Party thinks that they did 2010 on their own, then they are smoking a big bowl of crack mixed with heroin laced with PCPs. No, they didn't. They can't be in that fantasy world. They think that if the establishment of the Republican Party, if the folks at the GOP in Washington think that they had, that they're the ones that made 2010 happen, that the Republicans were able to take the House back in a strong way, then they are out of their flea-picking minds. And if that's the case, if they really believe that, then we are so screwed. Can you help me with this? Can you help me say screwed? Screwed. We are screwed. Rude. We are screwed. Because if they're going to take that playbook into the future, we're done. It's literally all over. Barack Obama will win in a huge. I mean, if that's the game plan, Barack Obama is going to win. Would win in a huge way, and he would take a whole bunch of his village idiots with him. He would take, of course, people like Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Bill Nelson right along with them. You know, the whole deal, Barbara Lee, I mean, all them idiots right along with them. And then this country is screwed. If this is how we're going to do our convention, which again for me was this: you're not listening. People out here want to help, but you're not listening. Rince Priebus, you're not listening. GOP convention, you're not listening. After I saw the first list, and that's where I was. And I'll tell you what, I was rather upset. I was pissed. But a few days ago, we got the second list. On August 7th, yesterday we got the second list. The RNC chairman, Priebus, announces additional Republican convention headliners. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. So Florida is beginning to be well represented here. The 43rd governor of Florida and current chairman of the Foundation of Florida's Future. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, the first woman to serve as both Oklahoma lieutenant governor and governor, and the first woman elected to Congress from Oklahoma since the 1920s. And then former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum. And, of course, you know Rick Santorum because of the sweater vest. And Rick was the he was a candidate for president. God, holy crap. He was a candidate for president, right? So we know that, right? So knowing that, we start going, okay, and there's somebody else on that list. Rand Paul's on that list. Rand Paul is on that list. And I thought, huh. And of course, Rand Paul is a junior senator from Kentucky and the founder of the United States Senate Tea Party Caucus. And his dad is Ron Paul, who's running for president, who, as far as we know, is still running for president. I'm not sure. I think Ron Paul is running from president, but I think he's still running for president at the convention. So it kind of made me go, huh, well, that's interesting, because the night before, we've been talking about where's Rand Paul. And a lot of us have said that Rand Paul is a lot like his dad, you know, without the craziness. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend my Ron Paul fans, but that's what it seems like to me. That Ron Paul is, Rand Paul is Ron Paul without the nuttiness. You know, so anyway, so we're like, all right then. That's a little different. That's a little different, but you know what? I'm still not seeing something. And I still have the question. It's the very same question that I asked on my Facebook page this morning. I'm still not seeing something. I see Jeb Bush and Mary Fallon and Rick Santorum and Rand Paul, which sort of gives me kind of hope that somebody is listening, because we mentioned Rand Paul directly. As a matter of fact, we mentioned Rand Paul like, okay, we know Rand Paul's not going to be, you're really not going to have him in there. We realize that. And there he is. And there's Rand Paul. But something happened today. Another list came out today. And here's what we're going to talk about when we get back. Florida is very well represented, I think. You know, Florida is very well represented. And I'm excited that we are very well represented. Because Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, Florida's 37th Attorney General, and the first female Attorney General in the state's history, will be speaking at the convention. And so will two people that we talked about that didn't make any sense for them not to speak, are going to be speaking, and that is Ted Cruz, the former Texas Solicitor General, the first Hispanic and the youngest person in that position, and he is the United States nominee. And we know the story. Ted Cruz faced down what a lot of people call the establishment Republican machine in Texas, stared him down, and won. Tea Party victory. Plain and simple, Tea Party victory. Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, the whole deal, Tea Party win. They convinced independents, conservatives, and some of the rank-and-file Republicans to support Ted Cruz. Good luck, Ted Cruz. And who had the biggest victory in the past 18 months? What other Republican has had a bigger set of victories? Who? I know Governor Scott Walker. And why Governor Scott Walker was not the first person, maybe he was, maybe he was, I don't know, but not the first person to announce, I will never know. You know what? Why Scott Walker doesn't get announced before John McCain? I don't get it. I'm like, really? Seriously? You're kidding me, right? You've got to be freaking kidding me. Why he doesn't get announced before John Kasich or Nikki Haley. But you know what? I'm excited. I'm thrilled. Now I'm looking at this list going, yeah, this morning I'm going, yeah, baby, this is good stuff here. And then there's Luis Fortuno, who's the first Republican governor elected to Puerto Rico. And I heard Governor Luis Fortuno speak at Florida CPAC, and he was great. Great, fabulous, wonderful. And now I'm looking at the list, and so far this is a list. That's the people who I think I know where they came from, popping in the chat room. But anyway, but I look at this list and I said, there's something missing. It's getting better, but there's something missing. Rinse previous. Go to black side.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-663-0965. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-663-0965. That's 800-663-0965. Again, 800-663-0965.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait. Mom, what?
Huh?
What?
Hold on.
What'd you say?
Wait a second, huh?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV...
Fun doing. Daddy took the T-Bird away. All right, welcome back to the Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and occasionally Red State Talk Radio. Listen, I haven't posted there in a while, but you know what? I still believe in what they're doing. So if you can, if you want to hear more great independent conservative media, just run over there. It was right there on the internet. It's right close to you. You just type in redstatetalkradio.com. And the player's right there, and it's all bunch of folks. It's all good. Before we get back to my problem with the list of the current list, and maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll change. It's improved, but right now I want to make sure this gets said. I think it's because if it doesn't get said before it happens, then there's no chance of there being improvement. If it gets said if it gets said before it happens, there's a chance of there you go. All right. Before we do that, it never stops. It never stops. The left is continuing their assault on Chick-fil-A. From FoxNews.com, out of Philadelphia, the publisher of the Bernstein Bears children's book is being urged to cut ties with Chick-fil-A because of its president's statements opposing gay marriage. Three organizations said Wednesday they delivered petitions with 80,000 signatures to HarperCollins. The petitions demand that the New York-based publishing house end the Bernstein Bears affiliation with the national fast food chain and said that their beloved Bears teach the importance of standing against bigotry. What? Anyway, the petitions urge HarperCollins to follow the lead of Jim Henson Company that pulled its Muppet toys from Chick-fil-A's meals. A similar campaign with Bernstein Bears is slated for this month. The creators of Bernstein Bears, who are based in southeastern Pennsylvania, say they do not have control over whether the promotion proceeds. They have asked people with concerns to contact HarperCollins. You know what? That's the deal. They just can't stop. These folks just can't get it through their thick skulls. But you know what? I'll tell you what. It won't matter. You know what? Jim Henson and Jim Henson Productions, they can all bail out. It doesn't matter. HarperCollins, they can pull Bernstein Bears. Won't matter. Doesn't matter. People didn't support. You know what? Some of you people are freaking clueless. You're idiots. You're morons. You're idiots with IQ below 20. I mean, real idiots. If you think that somehow that not having Bernstein Bears in the inside that the little pseudo Happy Meal is going to bring this company to its knees and change this man's faith, you are out of your flea picking minds. You're a nutcase. You're stupid. You're addled. Your brains are addled. You have your head firmly shoved in your and your behind. It is the silliest, dumbest, stupidest, most ridiculous thing ever in the history of man. Hey, listen, you lost. Wake up. You got a butt whipping the size of all outdoors a couple Wednesdays ago. Last Wednesday this time, you got a butt whipping the size of all outdoors. Go back to your own community and try to figure out what your next strategy is. Maybe if you come up with something more positive, maybe that'll work better. I've suggested that to you. But some of your leadership is just stupid and hard-headed. Hard-headed. Because you found out Wednesday, the violent gay left found out that, you know what, people are tired of your bullying. People are sick of it. We're sick. To death of it. Sick of it. Do something else. All right. Now, back to the list. So let's do a quick recap here. Jeb Bush, Governor, former Governor Jeb Bush, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, U.S. Senator Rand Paul, former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum, let's see here, Pam Bondi, who is the Florida Attorney General, Texas Republican U.S. Senate nominee Ted Cruz, Puerto Rico Governor Luis Fortuno, the Georgia Attorney General Sam Olens, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, let's see here, make sure I get the first list, Nikki Haley, Governor from South Carolina, former Governor of Arkansas, and Fox News star Mike Huckabee, Ohio Governor John Kasich, New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, former U.S. Secretary Condoleezza Rice, Florida Governor Rick Scott, and John McCain. All speaking. Have you noticed something? And you know, when people say, "Well, you know what, Willie, I can't believe that you're going to play the race card." I have a friend in one of the high schools that I worked at. He said, "Willie, you don't have a race card. You got a freaking deck of race cards." And it's true, I do. I do. But here's the problem. And here's the problem, though. I am looking at this Republican convention like this. Folks, this is a time. I don't know how more plain I can make this. This is a time to show the planet what the Republican Party looks like. I'm going to write this in a tweet. This is the time to show the world what I can't spell the Republican Party looks like. Don't blow it. Just don't blow it. Where are black people? Where are the black Republicans? Where are they? Now, someone said to me today, that's Condoleezza Rice. Well, yeah, that's nice. There's pro-choice. Yeah, that's right. Pro-choice. Condoleezza Rice. And you know what? And I've got a whole bunch of respect for Condoleezza Rice. A whole bunch of respect for Condoleezza Rice. I do. I got a whole bunch of respect for her. I do. But you know what? She can't be the representative for the conservative black movement that has taken hold in such a powerful way. And I'm going to try not to be too emotional about this too soon. That there are some people in that list who are missing. And they may be coming. And if they show up on a list that gets released today or tomorrow, I'm thrilled. I'll be thrilled. But right now, they're not there. Right now, they're not there. You know, and I'm thinking, you know what? There's so many people who have been out there kind of on the front lines of this for so long. I'm thinking, you know what? How can you just ignore them? How could you? I don't know how you get there in your brain. How you don't invite them up on the biggest stage you got. That's what I don't get. How you don't invite people up on the biggest stage you got. That's my question. And of course, somebody's going to ask me, and I'm going to tell you. Well, who are you talking? You know, who do you think is missing? I mean, there's Condoleezza Rice there. Uh-huh. How about C.L. Bryant, the passion behind "Runaway Slave"? "Runaway Slave" by itself can be one of the most powerful tools for recruitment and for education of people that has been developed in the past 3 years. The Republican Party has not come up with one single thing as powerful as health, even the trailer. Of runaway slaves, let alone the intensity of the con. I mean, the Republican Party certainly hasn't. They haven't, and the Romney campaign hasn't, and there hasn't been one single campaign that's come up with anything as powerful as runaway slave. So the creator of runaway slave is going to be in town. I know he is. Why don't you bring him to the platform? Because that's what the new thing is. That's what the Republican Party is going to look is continuing to look like. And the fact of the matter, it isn't that it's new, except that it's new for now. Let's see if we can play the trailer for Runaway Slave here. Let's see if we can get this going here.
Ever known. Here I am, the grandson, former slaves. I encourage Americans everywhere to run away from economic slavery and run toward the blessings of liberty guaranteed by our Constitution.
So join me, America, as we travel the Underground Railroad and we seek to free ourselves from the slavery of tyranny.
Pre-1960, most African Americans were Republican. After Martin Luther King was freed from jail by John F. Kennedy, the African American vote has gone Democratic. What exactly did we get exchanged for our 95% Democratic swaying vote? We gave up 3-1 odds in abortion.
14 million black babies have died since 1973.
Dependent on welfare systems.
They begin to take young women. And they begin to tell the young women, well, we would give you money, you just stay home. But what if I want to get married? You lose your benefits.
When you remove the black man out of the house, the likelihood of the young black man going to jail increases by 60%. This is what this party has given on a platter to African Americans. Sometimes you can't tell the difference between now and 200 years ago. And we, by 95%, support them.
Going back to the plantation. You have a group of people on the plantation, and we've run away. We ran away. We got free.
The more the government gives us, the more debt and more control we accumulate.
But here we come back to the plantation, and we're telling them, y'all can be free.
Anyone that comes along and talks to me about taking away what I've given you, they must be evil. They've got to be Republicans.
You have 40, 50 years, the entire culture of people. This is all they know. They don't know anything else.
Because, see, in the black community, there's always somebody who's got to keep the niggas in control.
you could call it slavery in the slave quarters, or now in the urban ghettos of America.
I think life is about our future and making decisions that you feel like will serve you best.
We have an opportunity in this nation as blacks that we could not find anywhere else.
We the people are still in charge of this country.
We've joined up with these people who are haters, and they're racist, but they're not. All we're doing is telling the others that are still on the plantation, free.
This is not the land of guarantees, but it's the land of opportunity.
The sky's the limit as to what we can achieve here.
But when you say racism is the problem, you put the power of for your future in someone else's hands.
What we need in this country today is more black men to confront it. Because you as a white man, you can't confront it. Right now, if you said anything to the black community, you're going to be accused of racism.
I guess I'm racist too, right?
Tyranny is colorblind.
White or black,
it will control you. Run, America. Run faster. Don't give up. Don't give in. Are you tired yet? Run harder!
Can somebody tell me that there is one piece of video that's been produced by the Republican Party that's as powerful as that? And why C.L. Bryant ain't on that damn stage? We'll be right back with more of the Willie Lawson Show right after this.
A yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff. Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Many young women find themselves facing unexpected or unwanted pregnancies each year. They often feel they have nowhere to turn. Tiny Hands That Hold My Heart was written specifically to show these women that they are loved and that their baby is a gift from God and not a mistake. This is a book of hope and inspiration with a unique combination of encouraging words, high-resolution photography, and relevant scripture. The booklet illustrates a baby's growth and development in the mother's womb. More importantly, it reassures women that they are not alone in their situation and God is ever present. To learn more about the entire scope of this project or to ask questions, please visit tinyhandsbook.com. Once again, that address, tinyhandsbook.com. You could also write Tiny Hands Book, 4525 Motorsports Drive, Concord, North Carolina, 28027. All contributions are tax deductible.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs.
All right, we're back with more of the Little Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. My friends at Ustream, and I'm sorry that the folks on Ustream didn't get to hear that. But it is an amazing thing. It's absolutely amazing to me that there has not been anything as powerful ever. By the Republican Party or by the Mitt Romney campaign as just the trailer. Listen to me now. Just a trailer for Runaway Slave. Why isn't C. O'Brien on that stage? Why is he not on this list? I'm asking the GOP, why no C. O'Brien? And I'm going to ask directly. Hey, I'm going to write this down. Hey, GOP. I'll write GOP convention because that way I know that some of the local folks are looking at this going, and it doesn't make them happy, but you know, can't make everybody happy. can't make everybody happy. Can't make everybody happy. Nope. COP convention. What about CL Bryant? On the stage. What about that? There you go. I'm just asking, why not? I mean, there's not a better tool. I can't, Runaway Slave was just way too hard to type for me. Why not? And CL was one of my first thoughts. Why not CL Bryant? It's just one of those things. It's just one of those things. And people go, well, who else, Willie? Who else? Well, you know, and I said, Herman Cain. Yes, I was there. I saw how it all went down. I saw how the Herman Cain campaign came to an end. I was there. I saw how it all went down. But let me tell you something. There were two campaigns. I've said this a bunch of times. You know, there are two campaigns that had excitement. Two, and only two. That got people fired up. That got folks off the couch. There were two. The first one was obviously the Ron Paul campaign. We all know that the Ron Paul supporters are extremely, extremely excitable and work really, really hard. We know that. Super duper. And the only other excitement we saw was from Mr. Kane. That's it. I was there in the room when he won the straw poll in Florida. I was there in the room. Your host, Willie Lawson, was there in the room. I saw him in the room the night before. I saw the way that whole day turned from, oh, it's going to be Mitt Romney, it's Florida, blah, 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 and everybody has said that. And before everybody left there, it was Herman Cain's weekend. That's the deal. It was Herman Cain's weekend. Why isn't he on that stage? That's what I want to know.
With 986 votes, 37.1%, Herman Cain.
The thing that sets Herman Cain apart from everybody else is the fact that he's not a politician. He's a common sense businessman.
I voted for Herman Cain today because I just believe he's the best man to do the job. He's the only one I thought out of being here for 3 days that had incredible energy, told the truth, did not stumble.
I recruited, I came in very positive for him, but I kind of felt a little put off by his performance at the debate.
Based upon the debate on Thursday night, I thought that Mitt Romney and Rick Perry were just arguing between the two of them and not speaking to the people. Herman Cain spoke to the people. He hears the people.
The results of this straw poll, I don't believe, hurt Rick Perry because he got the second spot. He got the number two position. And after the debate, which was difficult, a very difficult debate, he fared very well in this election.
I voted for Rick Perry. However, Herman Cain won, and Herman Cain was my second choice, and so I'm very happy. Either way, I would have been happy.
I went with my gut and voted for Herman at the last minute and pulled out the victory for everybody. So, you know, it was exciting. So we'll see how it goes now. I'll be real curious to see how the rest of the nation puts their votes together.
I went ahead and let that play because there was some Rick Perry people in there. Oh, yeah, Rick Perry. And we saw what happened to Rick Perry. I let that play naturally because I was there. I saw how the weekend went. And that last lady who said that she just sort of went with it afterwards, she kind of went with her gut. Why? Because I saw how that worked. I saw how it went. I was there. Why isn't Herman Cain on the stage? Frankly, and I'm serious, frankly, if Rick Santorum is there and John McCain are there, John McCain did win the nomination. I'll give him that. There isn't any reason why Herman Cain can't be there. You know what? Somebody said to me today, she said, well, you know what? They usually reserve those spots for people who are office holders or who've held office. But here's the problem. Here's the problem with that. Unless the Republican Party gets their heads out of the collective behinds, you know what? It's going to be a long time before enough people, especially in the black community, the black Republicans, are going to, there'll be enough to choose from. So at this point, you got to choose the leaders in the position that they're in. You have to choose the leaders in the position that they're in. You can't just say, well, this guy hasn't held office, so we're not going to put him in this position. Really? I don't think you can do that. Here's somebody else who's not on the list.
I ran for the United States Congress for one reason, to continue my service to the country I love. I have seen the greatness of this country through the service of my father and my brother, a country that gave a child from Atlanta's inner city the opportunity to live the American dream, a country that inspires men and women to put everything on the line in defense of our way of life, a country of honest, hardworking people who only ask for an equal opportunity. Washington is broken, but we will fix it. We will put an end to the taxes and regulations that are killing job growth. We will put an end to a failing education bureaucracy that's leaving America's children behind. We will put an end to the wasteful spending that's destroying the future for the next generation. Some say I push too hard, that I ask too much. My response, I'm just getting started. That's the American way. I'm Alan West, and I approve this message.
What do you think Alan West looks like on the podium? What do you think he sounds like? What do you think that if you're just surfing the channels and all of a sudden you see Alan West and you hear Alan West and you hear the passion and the intelligence and the power that comes from an Alan West and you go, is this dude a Republican? My God, listen to this guy. It's amazing. Would you rather flip by and hear John McCain? You rather at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock hear John McCain? Seriously? So I'm asking. Hey, GOP convention, what about Alan West on the stage? I'll write this down in a tweet. Hey, comma, of course, GOP convention. I'll write that down. There you go. What about Alan West? There you go. Alan. I don't know. There you go. Oh, never mind. Anyway, we'll write this. Hang on a second here, everybody. What about Alan West? He's elected office. On the stage at the convention. What about it? Why not? Please tell me why not. He's a candidate? You got other candidates. What, too much Florida? Nah. What about Alan West? You know, it is amazing to me that I look at this list, and I only have one purpose of the show today, is to look at those lists and let's have this conversation. If you want to join in the conversation, give me a call at 646-200-3246. If somebody from, and I know they are, because I saw that they snuck in the chat room earlier, and I love them. They're great. Bones McGee and Cox. Yeah, I know. Those are friends of mine, and I love you guys who are listening. Who are part of the whole GOP planning thing because they were worried about what I was going to say. I gave your due. I think having Ted Cruz and Scott Walker speaking at the convention, great gang freaking busters. Rick Santorum, Rand Paul, gangbusters. Great job. Fantastic. You know? Fantastic. However, must be a tape show. No, it's not a tape show. We're live. But give us a call at 646-200-3246. But then, you know what? And Nikki Haley, all right, that's good. We're black folks. Where are the black people? You know? They were in the chat earlier. You know, Bones McGee and Cox were in the chat like when I came on the air. They went back to work, I guess. They were in the chat earlier. They went back to work. They didn't want to be seen, you know, not doing their job. because they're worried. I'm sure they're worried about what I was going to say. And I said earlier that I give you your due. I think there's some great choices, and I like that Ted Cruz and Scott Walker. And you know what? I think that's great. And Rand Paul, I think that's great. I do. I think that's great. And I like Condoleezza Rice. I don't like her stand on abortion. I don't. And when I meet her, I'm going to tell her so. But I'm impressed by what she's been able to accomplish. But the Republican Party has an opportunity. And by proxy, Mitt Romney has an opportunity to pull off a major league, as far as I'm concerned, a major league PR coup by who shows up on that stage. By who shows up on that stage prime time here in Tampa in just a few days. You know, in just a few days. And if they miss the opportunity, for me, it'll just be sad. It'll just be sad. Here's somebody else who's missing. We interviewed her a while ago.
Entitlement Week on Fox Business Network, Star Parker, admitted former welfare cheat and president of CURE, is live with us now from Washington. Star, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back with you.
Yeah, indeed it is. Now, look, we've been running clips earlier in the program of your interview with John Stossel, where you're saying how easy it was to get a couple of checks a month to pay for your food and all the rest of it. Now, here's my question, though. When you were on welfare, when you were cheating on doing it, did you feel that you were cheating, or did you feel, hey, look, it's out there. I'm entitled to it. Give it to me. How did you feel when you were doing it?
I didn't have any feelings. I was also on drugs. It didn't matter because I bought the lie that poor people were poor because rich people were rich. And so I didn't have any problem with going on welfare to pay for my life. But now, remember, you didn't have to use your check to pay for food because you also get food stamps.
Okay, so when you were on welfare, you got, did you get cash welfare? You certainly got mm-hmm. food stamps, your rent mm-hmm. was paid for, medical mm-hmm. treatment was paid for. Was everything paid for by the government?
Yes, everything was paid for by the government. But keep in mind that Uncle Sam is cruel to the poor. These programs don't work for them. We have over 4,000 housing projects in this country. It's not working for the people. You just get addicted to it like any other drug, and you start depending on that life, and it just spirals you into a little dark hole.
So, look, I've been making the point this week that the recipients of this kind of extensive entitlement program, the recipients are actually destroyed by it. Now, that's a very strong thing for me to say. Would you agree with it?
I absolutely agree. The recipient is not only destroyed, their personal dignity, and then they become much more addicted all of their lives, but the whole communities are destroyed. Let's look what happened, for instance, in the Black community, the impact of this entitlement mentality and welfare, government dependency. After the war on poverty in the 60s, we began to see an unraveling of the entire Black community because the family collapsed. During the 60s, the Black family was pretty healthy. 78% of husbands were in their homes with their wives raising their children. But after this lure to government that said, you don't have to work, you don't have to save, you don't have to get married, over time, marriage stopped occurring to where now 7 out of 10 Black children are born outside of marriage. And what happens when you don't have that intact family is your values change. So your culture changes. So your community changes.
Well, you're out then.
There you go. Why isn't she going to be on this? Why isn't Star Parker going to be on the platform at RC? Why is she not going to be there? Because she hasn't held office? Are there more powerful statements being made by John McCain? Seriously? Are there more powerful statements being made by Jeb Bush? Are there more powerful statements being made by John Kasich? Really? My ass. How come? I want to know why. And you need to know why. Why no Star Parker? Why no Allen West? Why no Herman Cain? Why no CL Bryant? I want to, you know what, and help me, Jesus, I want those names to be on the next list, and I don't want these people on at 3 in the morning, and I don't want them on in the middle of the freaking afternoon when no one's watching at the beginning. I want them on prime time, right in the middle of the doings, and you know what, and I want America to see that message getting across, rocking the house in these places. Because that's what we look like now. And you know what? And I don't want to be ugly, but have anybody forgotten that who you're running against? What you're running against? How you have to run against it? Anybody know? Because all that, the four people that I put in front of you today, Herman Cain, Star Parker, Allen West, and C.L. Bryant, all they do is tell the damn truth. That's it. No spin, no, it's just the truth. It's just how it is. It's just how it goes, and freaking everybody knows it. Everybody freaking knows it. That's all they do. And how you don't want them on the platform at the RNC convention, I just can't for the life of me understand. I don't know. I don't know why you would play that game. Unless you're, you know, like we say all the time, unless you're just not trying to win. Unless you really don't want to win. Unless you really don't want black people involved. Unless you just don't want independence involved. Unless you just don't want people who believe that, you know what, being straightforward, being truthful is really the key to all this. If you just want to keep playing these political games with the Washington insiders and have your little club and have your little, you know, pinky tip Republican Party, and unless you want to continue that, I don't know why they're not on this list. And if you're listening downtown at the GOP offices, and anybody there's got a hair on their butt, give me a call, 646-200-3246. That's right, I'll call you out. Find them, the Committee on Prep on Arrangements, 646-200-3246. Somebody down there on the Committee for Arrangements, as a matter of fact, a couple of people have my cell phone number. Call me on my cell phone. Let me know you're calling in. Go right ahead. You've got my email address. Some of you who are working down there right now, who I know are listening, call me. Send me an email. Send me a text. Let me know that you're going to call in. That's 646-200-3246. And tell me why one of those four people I just mentioned, or all four, are not scheduled to appear at the Republican National Committee Convention in Tampa, Florida, in just a few days. We'll be right back with more of the Will Austin Show right after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there.
So now, I'm never alone.
I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media, such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors, multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what? They're fine doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much.
All right, we're back with more of the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. We are looking. I stared at my cell phone the whole time, and it didn't ring. There was no text. I didn't see an 813 number or a 800 number in the chat room. So I'm just guessing that nobody from the Committee on Arrangements or the GOP. And I know you're listening, is going to call and address this, and I didn't expect you to. I really didn't. Because I did kind of blindside you. I didn't call you earlier and say that I was going to dog you out. I didn't. I put a Facebook page up a little bit earlier and said I was. But you know what? Not everybody's seeing that. I feel you. I get that. I understand that. But again, you have a shot. You had a shot. And you decided, you know, you probably decided not to, and okay, whatever. There's somebody else that I'm not sure why there's a couple people that I'm sure I don't understand why they're not on the stage or why they're not scheduled at this point. One of them is Francis Rice. Francis Rice is the chair of the National Black Republicans Association. Not sure why she's not on the agenda. The National Black Republican Association has been hard at it for years, trying to make a dent into the African American community, to let folks know that being a Republican is their heritage. That being a Republican is their heritage. It is our political heritage. And the work that she's been able to do, I'm really not sure why somebody like that is not scheduled to appear. Let's see if we can hear a little more.
Okay, we're back with Non-Clock 941 with Francis Rice. Francis, one thing I noticed on your website, there was a clip to an article that said, Obama the Magic Negro. What is the story behind that? Can you tell us? I know it started with the Los Angeles Times or something, didn't it?
Yes, that was a black Democrat during the 2008 election cycle who called President Barack Obama at that time, the Senator Barack Obama, a Magic Negro. Because the black Democrat thought that here comes Barack Obama, who has not had any experience. He is not a American who suffered through the civil rights era. He had nothing to do with it. His background is not that most Americans have in this country. Enslaved in their family. His mother was a white woman whose ancestor owned slaves. His father was a black Muslim whose ancestors probably sold slaves. And so this black Democrat in Los Angeles thought that Barack Obama would not pass because he was the magic Negro who would convince whites that he was safe. And the Los Angeles Times printed this article, and so Rush Limbaugh and Paul Shanklin did a parody mocking the Los Angeles Times for calling Barack Obama a magic Negro. And so
the mainstream media
ignored it. But after one candidate to become the RNC chairman distributed this information so that others could know what the Los Angeles Times and his black Democrat did, then the media jumped on the Republican rather than criticizing the Los Angeles Times. So we put information on our website to let people see what the progeny was of that parody.
I guess that's what they call spin. They twisted it.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, because she's not going to tell the truth, because that woman ain't going to tell the truth. Yeah, you don't want you don't want her on the platform, because she might actually, I don't know, get on that on the platform and tell the truth. Right? You don't want that. Right? You don't want that. You don't want that to happen. Right? But that's the deal, folks. Those are the kind of folks, and as far as I'm concerned, those are the kind of folks that need to be on the platform. People have to understand, and you know what, and I ain't got nothing against Condoleezza Rice. I know. Her and I don't agree on the whole abortion thing. But I ain't got nothing against Condoleezza Rice. But it is time for America to see that, you know what, there are some hard, hidden, no-nonsense black conservatives out there that are going to tell the truth regardless. Regardless. And we are the face. We are the face of what's going on in the conservative movement in this country. We are the face. And you know what? And we are out front. But let me share a little bit something with you. Let me share a little bit of something with you. Let me share a little bit of something with you. You know? Oh. I want to hear from Brent Myers. I do. From the Edmond, Oklahoma. Yeah. I want to, you know what, because I have by good authority. Let's see, we have that problem. Forget this one. That Brent, you're part of the problem. Let's see if we can find Myers on Twitter and maybe ask him exactly why. Maybe he's part of this mess. Maybe. Because we need to find, let's see here, but no, not that Brent Myers. Poor guy that almost got blown up. We need to find out who's responsible for this. You know, we talked a little bit yesterday and the day before about, you know what, if, you know, and again, great, fantastic. Rand Paul, awesome. Ted Cruz, fantastic. What about, go ahead and turn this Ustream feed off. Nobody's watching this, so we're going to turn it off. What about Amy Kramer? What about Amy Kramer? Dynamic Tea Party speaker. What about Amy Kramer? Okay, why not? There's a whole bunch of folks out there in the Tea Party movement, folks. Movers and shakers in the Tea Party movement. How about Matt Kibbe? How about people like Ned Ryan? American Majority. Why aren't they getting the call? Because in my view, these are some of the people who've been out here busting their ass. They've been busting their hump. They're the people who've been making sure information gets to people. They've been the people who've been knocking on doors. They've been the people who have been making sure that people got out to vote. They've been people who've been actually funneling people back into the mainstream and saying, I know, I understand that maybe the Republican Party isn't what it was, but it needs you back in it. Get back. They've been the goalie as the Republican Party has been pissing over itself the past 6 or 7 years. They've been goalie. They've been funneling people back in. They've been helping you out. How do you think you made it in 2010, RNC, the GOP? How do you think you survived? How do you think you survived? How? How? So how do you leave out somebody like Francis Rice? I've got some other folks, too. We're going to play a little bit of this, too, from this lady. And if you don't know who she is, I'll tell you when she's done. Well, she can get introduced. Here we go.
Person I had the privilege of talking to on the phone, exchanging emails, exchanging texts with, and I finally got to meet her tonight. She's our first speaker. She's truly amazing, and personally, I don't know about you. I'm not a big believer in long introductions. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Andrew McLaughlin.
Words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in my sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength, my redeemer. Now, why did I join the Tea Party movement? I want to tell you the same reason why I wrote my book, Bamboozle, how Americans are being exploited by the lies of the liberal agenda. And let me tell you something. The truth pressed to the ground will rise again, but a lie will never stand. So when I heard a liberal commentator, I'm not going to say his name, and Janine Garofalo say that this movement was about ignorant rednecks bashing a black president, I had to make a stand as a black conservative. Because this movement is not about black, it's not about white, it's not about Democrat, it's not about Republican, it's about greed and the fact that we're losing jobs in America and the fact that Washington, D.C. has lied to us, but we're about to take Washington, D.C. back.
And somehow you don't want Angela McGlown on that platform. You tell me why. You tell me why. If I'm flipping through the freaking channels and I hear that coming out of a black woman's mouth at the Republican National Convention, you know what? If that's not a voice for, again, not a voice for unity, I don't know what is. The Republican Party has finally got it. Someone like her, you get her on the platform at prime time. That tells the American public that the Republican Party has finally got it. They finally clued in. They finally dug in. And they found gems. They found the diamonds that are out there that are going to save their party. They're going to save the country. It's going to bring us back to where we ought to be. I find that amazing. So I'm asking, I'm asking, and I know you're listening. I know y'all are out there. You were out here earlier. Those are on the GOP Committee for Arrangement. Some of them are my friends, people I've known for a long time. And I like me sometimes, well, most of the time. I want you to come out. I want you to show up. I want you to call me, 646-200-3246. And I took my phone off of Ustream TV. And let's see, somebody did call. That's fine. Call me, text me, let me know that you're going to call in. Tell me what number you're going to call in on. And tell me why, or do I have something to look forward to? Tell me that I have something to look forward to. Because you've done well. I ain't saying that I'm totally pissed, because I was a few days ago, but I'm not anymore. Because, you know, I'm okay with Nikki Haley. John McCain, not so much. Rand Paul and Rick Santorum, okay, I'm okay with that. How about Ted Cruz and Scott Walker? Thrilled. Pam Bondi? Thrilled. I am. John McCain, not so much. Just not so much. But I've mentioned six people now. Six people. C.L. Bryant. Where's C.L. Bryant? Where's Angela McGlown? Where's Herman Cain? Alan West? Where's Francis Wright? Where are they? That's five people. I know I've forgotten somebody in my tirade here. Where are they? How come? Let's see. Sparker. There we go. It's time to show the world, Republican Party. Time to show the world what the Republican Party really is, what it really stands for, what it really looks like. Don't blow it. Don't screw it up. Don't grab defeat from the jaws of victory. Looking for again, Republican Party. Looking forward to hearing from you. 646-200-3246. You guys down there at the Committee for Arrangements down in downtown Tampa, you guys have my cell phone number. You know how to get a hold of me. Because when you want me to volunteer and move chairs, you ain't got no problem finding me. You want me to hold doors open, no problem finding me. All right, listen, line one is from somebody who was trying to get out. I know he's trying to get out of the United Socialist Republic of Robert. What's going on, my man?
Brother Lawson, always a pleasure, and you're always right on time, my friend.
Thanks, man.
I have that frustration here because I've been hammering the local Republican Party here to say, look, you know, you don't reach out to the African American community enough. You don't. There's no pretty way to say it. You just don't. And what you do, in concert with that, you allow the left to define who you are.
Yep.
So, in part, you only have yourself to blame.
Yep.
Just come. I don't care if they yell at you, call your name, just come anyhow.
Yep.
You know, allow people to hear what you have to say. Don't obviously, if you're going to allow the liberal to define you, guess what?
They will.
They're not going to tell the people they're for limited government, lower taxes,
personal freedom,
and equal access opportunity and education. They're not going to tell you that. They're going to say, hey, these guys are a bunch of racists. They don't care about minorities, and they want to throw granny off the cliff.
Yep.
All right? Now, what they fail to tell our people is you become a lifelong Democrat, you'll never get off that plantation. Never, 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 never. Never get off the plantation. You'll be on Section 8 for the rest of your life, and you can pass it on to your children and your grandchildren.
Yep.
Section 8-1, Section 8-2, Section 8-3.
Exactly. That'll be the heritage that they get from you. That'll be what'll be in your will. A lifetime of continued poverty.
Yeah. I mean, empowering the individual. Are you kidding me? See, this is why when we get attacked when we say things like plantation and all that, I know some of the black liberals, they don't like that. How dare you use words plantation and slavery? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's essentially what it is. Because
absolutely.
If you think about what liberalism is supposed to mean to them, meaning that the government takes care of you and you never have a say-so in anything. God forbid if you contradict a liberal. I mean, they go off the bananas. I mean, look at them. I mean, just go back, you know, what, a week ago? A man was asked a question and he gave his perspective on traditional marriage, right?
Yeah.
That's all it was. But naturally, you cannot contradict anything that the left champions, because once they get a cause and they champion the cause, you better not really contradict them. Because if you do, you're a hate monger.
Well,
Willie
sure.
Lawson.
Yeah, I'm all about hate now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You too. And so much in fact, that there are still groups out there banging on Chick-fil-A trying to get the HarperCollins, the people who own the Bernstein Bears franchise, to stop having Bernstein Bears in the Happy Meal that Chick-fil-A is about to release next month. They're still at it. Hey, listen. Y'all lost. Y'all have the worst boycott in the history of man. It's the biggest facepalm fail blog in the history of man. You lost. Get over. Good God.
Exactly. And just look at all. Will, what really excited me was look at all that hunger that's out there. That hunger is out there. They need leadership. They want someone willing to step into the trenches, quite frankly. And that was another thing I got on the Republican Party today about, you know, because I told them, I said, look, it is not so much what this Republican establishment is doing, because, their efforts are are flimsy at best. It's just the fact that they have a very inept, arrogant, condescending, okay, incompetent Solowinskiite, okay, in the White House. And he made it clear by his behavior how he feels about the country and about the Constitution, right? And people are gradually starting to see that.
Yep.
The economy sucks, okay? He goes around apologizing every chance he gets. I mean, that's why we're even in this thing.
Yep.
And I've been saying for the longest, we don't have a right-wing opposition party in the United States of America.
Nope.
You have the Rockefeller Republicans.
And this is my, you know what, and this is my point, Robert. You know, there are people just like this guy right here that need to be on stage at the GOP because again, this is what people aren't hearing. Hang on just a second. Check this out. This is Walter E. Williams in a video, Cure for Poverty.
Well, you have to find ways to please your fellow man. You have to find what your fellow man wants that he does not have. And after you find out what he wants that he does not have and is willing to pay for, then acquire the necessary skills, education, and talents to provide it. And whether people care about one another or not, I think is largely irrelevant. So, as a matter of fact, I think that – and the cure for poverty – here's the cure for poverty. There are about four things you need to do. Almost, and it's almost a written guarantee that you will not be poor. One, graduate from high school. Two, don't have children until you're married. Three, stay married. Take any kind of job and stay out of jail. Now, matter of fact, according to the census, people who have that characteristic, only 8% of them are poor, as opposed to, let's say, among blacks. 8% of blacks are poor, as opposed to something like 25-26% of total poverty among blacks as a whole. And so it's almost a no-brainer not to be poor. That is, find ways to please your fellow man, and you won't be poor.
It doesn't get any easier. It doesn't get any simpler.
Right.
Not than that. There it is. Bang! Walter E. Williams, black intellectual, conservative, with the answer for the community. Why is he not on the stage? Another person. Why is he on the stage? Why
exactly.
Is he not? Why is it? You know why? I mean, I don't. You know what? And Walter E. Williams doesn't have to embrace the Republican Party. The Republican Party needs to embrace Walter E. Williams.
Amen.
Star Parker doesn't have to embrace the Republican Party. They need to embrace her. They don't. You know what?
Yes.
And of course we know. And we've only got a few more minutes. And if I don't get a clip played from a boy, then I will have done wrong today. Because this is a young man, another young man. This is a young man who gets it, and he doesn't have to embrace the Republican Party. They need to be embracing him. You want to know how it's going to be different? We do want to know how it's going to be different. How we're going to make the change? How we're going to get through all this? Blah 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 blah. You know what? And the answer is right there in front of your face. And I'm glad, Robert, that you are kicking your Republican Party all up in there behind. Here's the
Thank
deal.
You.
Right here. Hang on a second.
Cocaine again is running around shooting people. Hey, at least you know that statement isn't meant to be taken seriously. Yet the big joke that is the liberal media takes their poor excuse for journalism seriously. And what's sad is that too many people take their half-cock reporting seriously, too.
Investigating the background of Jim Holmes, you found something that might be significant.
There is a Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado page on the Tea Party site as well, talking about him joining the Tea Party last year.
And then the same thing goes for the celebrities that are weighing in on this tragedy in Aurora. I would trust the Council of Chicken Balls before giving consideration to celebrity opinions.
I think what's happening.
Propaganda.
Now, for the record, I'm not really a shut up and sing kind of person. You got an opinion? Share it. It's your right. If you're a celebrity, people are going to be curious about what you think. Unfortunately, celebrities say very stupid things, but because they're performers, they know how to say really stupid things while looking like they said something smart. And people fall for it. But like I said, speak your mind. Instead of conservatives telling these people to just shut up and sing, why not put that energy into creating and supporting more interesting ways to promote conservatism and draw attention away from the liberal celebrity influence? And for corn's sakes, conservatives, can you stop getting all giddy and ready to label a celebrity a conservative just because they might say something kind of in line with conservatism? Remember, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Adam Carolla says some things against OWS, and all of a sudden, he's a big conservative? Adam Carolla has mentioned he's a Republican, but that doesn't make him a conservative. And considering that Adam Carolla is a pro-abortion, pro-marriage redefining, pro-drug legalizing, pro-legalizing prostitution chauvinistic bigot, he's not much different from Bill Maher, both of whom consider themselves to be more so libertarian. Adam Carolla goes off on OWS when he shares a lot of the same beliefs that they do. If a celebrity says something smart, which of course would most likely be a conservative-leaning statement, acknowledge him for it and thank him, sure. But to issue them the conservative scout badge is going a little far. Ice-T is getting the same treatment following the Batman shooting. Yay, Ice-T gets it. Not quite.
I give up my gun when everybody else does.
And
doesn't that make sense?
Well,
doesn't that make sense? I mean, if you were to, if there were guns here, would you want to be the only person without one?
So do you carry guns?
Not
routinely at home. I mean, you have a gun at home?
Yeah, it's legal in the United States. It's part of our Constitution. You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny. Not to hunt. To hunt is to protect yourself from the police.
So when there's the inevitable backlash of the anti-gun lobby as a result of this incident, as it always is.
Well, that's not going to change anything in the United States.
Anything.
No. The United States is based on guns. You know, like KRS says, you'll never have justice on stolen land.
Ice-T is talking about needing protection from the cops. One, Ice-T doesn't need protection from the cops. He's a wealthy man selling a legal product. Two, in the hood, it isn't really the cops driving around shooting people. It's the hood rats running around shooting people. But yes, we need the Second Amendment to protect us from tyranny. But I'm not so sure people like Ice-T understands where tyranny gets its power from here.
Why is this man not speaking at the Republican National Convention? Dude, I love Zoe. Zoe's the best.
Wow.
Zoe's the freaking best. And he's a young man, and he's a Christian man, and the best thing that's happened in the past few years is that I got to bring him from the airport and take him back to the airport, and I had a private audience with him for about 40 minutes, and that's the best. I mean, that's been one of the best things that have happened to me in the past couple of years. I got to, I mean, that he and I were in the car by ourselves just having conversation. It, you know what? These are the voices that the Republican Party needs to start embracing. That's the voices. You want to, you know what, Robert? I know you're frustrated about this, and so am I. It's like, well, you know what? Because the Republican parties, especially around this, you know what, here in Florida and here there in United Socialist Republic of Connecticut, well, what are we going to do? Well, let me direct you towards some people. Let me direct you towards people like C.L. Bryant. Let me direct you towards an Alan West. Let me direct you towards a Star Parker. Let me direct you towards an Eddie Adams, an Alveda King. Let me direct you towards a Walter E. Williams or a Herman Cain. Or let me direct you towards some people. And I didn't even get to Jesse Lee Peterson. And then they look at you like you're speaking in tongues to them suddenly, and then they don't know what the heck to do. I said I speak in tongues, but I know I didn't just do it just then. I'm in control of it. I got a prayer language, but I didn't speak it just then. You look confused when I say Walter E. Williams, not Juan Williams, not that. I'm talking about a real observer. I'm talking about a real black observer. I'm talking about Walter E. freaking Williams. Check him out. I'm talking about Dr. Soul. I'm talking about Angela McGlowan. I'm talking about Francis Rice. Alfonso Rachel. That's the people I'm talking about. The Republican Party needs to embrace them. We don't, you know what, this whole idea that we're supposed to embrace the Republican Party is nonsense. You know what, if the Republican Party wants to get into our community, wants to really make changes, if they really care about what's going on where you live, Robert, and where I live, you know what, they'll start embracing these folks and start saying, you know what can we do? What can we do to help you? You have the ear of people. You have the minds and the hearts of people. What can we do to embrace you?
Exactly. I mean, it's time to put up or shut up. Because
yeah,
the
pretty
proof
much.
Is in the pudding.
That's exactly it. And that's why I did this show today. You know, after I got the list of the speakers at the convention, and again, Nikki Haley, Mike Huckabee, John Kasich, Susana Martinez, John McCain, Condoleezza Rice, Rick Scott, who else we got? We got Jeb Bush and Mary Fallon, Rand Paul, Rick Santorum. Okay, Pam Bondi, Ted Cruz. Good, you know what? I gave them their due early on in the show. Nice pick. Luis Fortuno, who's the first Republican governor of Puerto Rico. Attorney General Sam Orleans, whatever. And you know what? The guy who's had the most victory as a Republican in the past 2.5 years has been Governor Scott Walker, who is in hell and kicking butt and taking names. Yes, he wasn't on the list until this morning. Yes, he made the list. Good for him. And I'm excited about that. But there's a whole bunch of people missing. There's a whole segment that needs desperately to be a part of this that's missing. And it looks just like Minnesota because it's a previous production, and there you go. And that's a mistake. That's the mistake we're making. And it's just frustrating as all hell.
It is, brother.
Oh my God!
But you know what? I'm an eternal optimist, my friend. And the good thing about it that I think we needed the Chick-fil-A and we needed Barack Hussein Obama, because one thing Barack has done, he has energized the base more than Herman Cain and all those guys put together.
That's true. When I was on, we only got a few minutes left. But when I was on I only got like 2 minutes left. When we were on this whole AM show, one of my first callers said, "Thank God for Barack Obama." And I was like, "Why?" I said, "Now we," and he said, "Now we really know. Now America really knows what a progressive liberal looks like and acts like and talks." That's why the reaction. I said, well, that makes a whole bunch of sense. Because for a lot of people, it was just a concept. They didn't have a face. And now progressivism in the United States has a face. And he said, and he was serious. He said, thank God for Barack Obama, because if it not had a face, it would have been a disease that would continue to infect America for the next 25 years until it was impossible to root out. And I went, wow, that makes a lot of sense. All right. Well, listen, I've got about a minute to go. Hey, Robert, thanks so much, man. Take care of yourself. We'll be back on Friday. We won't be here tomorrow. We'll be back on Friday with another show. We'll be doing it from the Space Bar Productions headquarters. All right, folks. My friend Ken McClendon is in the chat room. Thank you ever so much, Ken. I cannot thank you enough. And really, if you and he's still matching dollar for dollar, up $250. To help us to get to Radio Row, we appreciate it. So you can go to the WillAustinShow.com website and click the donate button at the top of the page. We got to get out of here. Thank you ever so much for being here. We appreciate everything you've done and everything that you continue to do. Listen, just like always, go out there and love somebody and learn something, and for goodness sakes, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, you guys take care of yourself. We'll see you on Friday.